Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Max. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. It is March 1st. Happy March 1st. 8 o'clock p.m. here in L.A. on L.A. Talk Radio. Have we got a show for you? So y'all better call in 323-203-0815. We're doing a two-hour special. Okay, it's like sweeps week up in this shit. All right, first off, we got to say happy birthday to JJ Gant, because today is his actual birthday. So, JJ, wherever you are, happy birthday. Thomas Staub, Alexandra, Peter, Joanne, Monroe, Kiko, your birthday's coming up, Kiko, Marie, Patrick, Beth Bolt. Check out BethBolt.com. That's my girl. She discovered Naomi Campbell, amazing photographer. Check out BethBolt.com. Speaking of Campbells, we got Sasha Campbell in the house tonight. We got her music being featured here on To The Max. We got Mama Makeup. You know, forget it. When you all bring her on, y'all going to be blown away, because I think she's going to be my co-host for the future. So, Cherub, I love you, but I know Sundays are tough for you, so we might have to bring in Mama Makeup. Plus, we got Rocco in the house, everyone. And Rocco is, right now, go to FashionNewsLive.com. Go to SashaCampbell.com. Go to, what's your website? I'm going to bring you on, but what, you're not on the air yet. Just tell me.
Sharon Galt.
Yeah, go to SharonGalt.com. Everyone, check out who my guests are. Call in 323-203-0815. We're going to take calls. We're going to play music. We're going to have an amazing time. So get ready to take life to the max tonight on LA Talk Radio. Now, let's see. I just want to give you all an update of what's going on. You know, I went to the Oscars. Amazing. After parties, amazing. Elton John, fantastic. One more to say. You know, you all saw it last week. I'm sorry, I'm a week behind. But you can go on my website, maxteacher.com, and see my pictures, red carpet moments. Whoever I wore, I wore. And I got to give big up, because Eva LaRue was my date. We had an amazing time. You all know her from CSI Miami. She was on the show before. Check out my archives, and today's show is going to go into an archive, so you can get this if you missed any of it. But Eva LaRue and I tore it up, red carpet, in Style magazine, on the red carpet at the Lisa Gibbons event, called us the hottest couple on the red carpet that night, so I got to boast a little bit, you know what I mean? But I take it all in gratitude, because it took a long time to get to the way I looked. I'm going to post my before and after pictures up there, so you know I'm not bullshitting. But, all right, so the weather in New York is 29 degrees and 14 inches of snow. The weather here in L.A. is 70 degrees and no humidity. So you tell me where I should be. And, you know, you guys, you can always text message me. You can always email me, maxtucci.com, me, whatever you want to do. But I'm not going to talk anymore. I am. I'm going to just drop a couple of things real quick before we get the show going, because we got two full hours. Sit back, relax. Smoke what you gotta smoke, drink what you gotta drink, eat what you gotta eat, but stay with us, because it's gonna be entertaining for sure. Now, if you're in LA and you wanna buy a house, there's only one person to buy the house from. That's my girl, Cindy Ambule. Go to her website, Cindy Ambule. I gotta spell this. I know, Jackie, relax. CindyAmbuehl.com, okay? Go also to 1611 SunsetAvenue.com, because that is an amazing house that Cindy's featuring right now. She's the hottest real estate broker you've ever seen. Guys, she's married, so chill out. But that's my girl, Cindy, so big up to you. Also, you know what? We could do this throughout the show. I got to say hi to Marcia Moody from, she's the feature editor for OK Magazine UK. I told her I would say hi. I met her at the Oscar. I actually met her at Elton John's party. Cool, cool girl. Also, while you're in town, I saw Rent. You know, they opened up Friday night here in LA. It was an amazing show. You guys got to go see it. Truly award winning. And then we went to Katsuya and got our munch on. So, you know, the whole group over there, Katsuya. So I know that Sharon wants to have the lights turned off, because she has already lit a candle, because it looks like we're going to do a porn up in this shit instead of a radio show. But I got to tell you all, so Brett is here. If he could just turn off the lights, close the door. I feel like we need to put some Barry White on, Sharon, and we'll go from there. But everyone, without any further ado, we've got the lights going down. We've got Mama Makeup in the house, and we're going to turn this into Love Songs at Night with Max and Sharon. Sharon, welcome to The Max. You're live.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm feeling fabulous.
Are you?
I got my sunshine candle on.
You've got your sunshine candle on. What, you've got my eyelashes on.
I'm wearing pretty eyelashes by, they're just for fun.
Okay.
Eyelashes by Ardell, and they're pretty, and I'm really glittery.
They're pretty.
Yeah, I feel really pretty tonight.
And your daughter's in the house, too.
This is Addie. Say hi, Addie.
Hi.
Hi. So also, you know, speaking of lashes, I got to plug my girl's company, mylash.com. You know, I've got a bunch of lashes for you.
So,
I know you're like lash queen.
Yeah.
But so Sharon and I met through our friend who I'm going to dedicate tonight's show to, Charm. Get the phone dialing 323-203-0815 and call us, everyone. So Sharon, what's going on?
Well, not much. I'm just really happy to be here with you, and I'm so excited to be here with me and all my friends, with Sasha and Rocco. And this is going to be fun. We just got back from New York Fashion Week.
And we're going to talk all about it, everyone.
Hello.
You're going to get the scoop. You're going to get Rocco's scoop on Fashion Week New York. Also, you know what? Before we continue, I got to say thank you to Romy. Romy is a friend of mine. You know, Eva LaRue threw a birthday party for me here because my 30th was on Valentine's Day. Aquarius in the house. I know that Sasha's an Aquarius, too. So, Rocco, too. Oh, my God. Okay, here's the deal. Okay. Elizabeth, I know that we're going to get you calling in, so stand by because it's going to be amazing to have Elizabeth on because there are so many Aquarians in this house right now. So I got to say thank you to the whole LaRue crew, to my girl Romy and Marina, her girlfriend. You guys rocked. We had so much fun. Universal. iFly is amazing at Universal. I went skydiving, Sharon. It was amazing.
Oh, wow.
Holy shit. Like, you don't even know. At first, I was scared and I was petrified. Kept thinking I could never live without you. I was out.
You gotta only live once.
I did. But it was indoor skydiving. But it was kind of weird. Okay. So we did that. And then we rode the bull at the Saddle Ranch.
I think you called me.
And look, I have a scar because I fell off.
Oh.
And I signed a waiver so I couldn't sue.
Oh.
Otherwise, it'd be Max's Saddle Ranch.
Uh-oh.
At Universal. But anyway. So, hi to y'all out there. I know you're listening, so I want to give you a big hello. What do we want to give them?
Hello.
Hello. A hallelujah.
Hello.
Okay.
Yves
Saint Laurent. R.I.P. R.I.P. YSL.
I just went to Barney's. I had a shopping spree because, you know, everybody's like talking about the economy and this and that. And you know what? Like, I think, you know what? We're not going to be able to support the economy unless we go shopping.
Well, listen. I say drop prices. You know what I mean?
Just, you know, I had such a fun time. You know, it's part of my, you know,
your career.
Yeah, well, for the Grammys, I was working with Carrie Hilson.
And we got her song.
Yeah, Energy.
Yeah, Energy.
Energy.
And there's so much in here tonight. Oh, my God. It's amazing. First of all, this is going to be an award-winning show.
But, you know, I wanted to make sure to, you know, make her look really good for all the, you know, parties that she was for the Grammy parties. And so, you know, I stayed at the hotel just to make it everything convenient, and I had all my makeup set up, and I had my friend Philip B. come visit me, and we did a little video blog on my, you know, like a little video blog if you Google, like YouTube, you can see.
What are we YouTubing?
I guess Sharon Galt and Philip B.
There you go.
We did a little Grammy video blog at the hotel. It was cute. So anyhow, you got to keep your hair conditioned and good, healthy hair.
Olive oil.
Olive oil, yes.
I always put olive oil in my hair.
Really? Olive oil? Well, you're Italian, you know, of course. Hello.
I don't put it in my hair. It actually comes out of my scalp.
Hello. Rocco's Italian, too.
Right.
All right. So you know what?
My fingers.
You know what? We're going to put Rocco. Let's bring Rocco up on the show.
Come on, Rocco.
You know what, Sharon? Why don't you introduce him before we bring his mic up?
Okay. Well, this is my really good friend, Rocco.
Fashionnewslive.com.
Fashionnewslive.com.
Okay.
And Rocco and I have, you know, done a lot of really fun things together. And he's done really amazing interviews with me and my daughter, Adelaide. You know, one time we just had to clear some things up.
It was at LA Fashion Week.
Yeah, LA Fashion Week. We did some red carpet stuff together.
Now, Rocco has also interviewed everyone. All right, you guys ready for this? From Barbara Walters to Paris Hilton to the Gassineau sisters, to Heidi Klum, to everyone from whom I worked with at America's Next Top Model, from Miss J. Oh, my God. The list goes on and on.
I'm his publicist,
okay,
by the way.
Well,
I'm
listen.
Rocco's slash publicist.
Okay. So he has interviewed everyone, and now we're flipping the mic on him. So everyone, please welcome to the show, Rocco. What's up, Rocco?
Thank you guys for having me this evening.
Well, thank you for being
here. And I wanted to extend the invite to anyone that's out there that wants to ask any questions about anyone that I've interviewed. Because I have to say one thing, when you're actually interviewing someone on the camera, right? I got the mic, I'm interviewing them.
You got a lot
them.
To edit.
Exactly. So the final product isn't necessarily what we end up airing. So if you want to know any type of juice or gossip or just anything that really happens, you know, call in, ask me, and I'll tell you what happened. I'm going to have a really funny story about Dennis Rodman. But I'll let you guys ask about that. But really, I mean, there's stories about every single person I've interviewed, because they always do something prior and after or during that we have to edit out.
Well, you know, Joan Rivers has her new book, Murder on the Red Carpet. So,
and I actually interviewed her, too.
What do you have to say about that?
Well, I haven't even read the book yet.
Well,
so.
You've seen fights, though, on the carpet.
Right, absolutely. Even in the media pit as well. You know.
Do you cause any fights?
Let's get real. Mm-hmm. Actually, when I throw some food out, they come out to eat.
Of course, right. All the skinny bitches come out and eat right. on the red carpet. Yep.
So can I, Rocco, I would like to know, because one of my favorite, it was the anniversary of Barbie, and right. I was so excited that Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week was, you know, Barbie, and I was so excited about the Barbie fashion show.
Well, actually, I tried to interview Barbie.
Oh, really?
Yep. And if you guys go to fashionnewslive.com in a couple days, it'll be up there. But she didn't want to talk to me. She was actually plastic. She wouldn't speak. She wouldn't move.
Barbie's a bitch.
I know. Barbie was a bitch. I was like, Barbie, how do you feel that you've inspired the trends for the last 50 years? I put the microphone to her mouth and she wouldn't speak. Then the producer was like, Rocco, Barbie's not alive. I was, oh, man, what are you talking about? But it was very fascinating.
Like speaking of Kermit the Frog.
Yeah, exactly.
At least you get a response.
It was very interesting because what happened was a lot of different designers contributed one outfit.
My friend Jeremy Scott did an outfit.
Ah. Yeah. And the blondes did as well, which the blondes provided out an outfit to Britney Spears for her circus.
Of course.
Awesome.
But a lot of different designers made an outfit and donated towards this Barbie show, which then they displayed it and they did a runway
Amazing.
Show.
Amazing.
But it was really fascinating. It was really interesting. What they did was they brought us through, and again, if you go to fashionnewslive.com, you can see our coverage of it. They brought us through all the 50 years how Barbie has evolved.
Ooh.
And they actually gave away... Mm-hmm. These collector item Barbie dolls at the show.
Oh, wow.
And my cameraman. Yeah, one of my camera guys.
Give me one second, because you know why? Finish the story. We're going to take a call, though, in the meantime. So tell us the story.
My cameraman, Jordan Levine, grabbed a couple Barbies from the chairs. So I couldn't get a Barbie. It's like...
You can go to FAOSchwartz.com.
Sure, and buy one, exactly.
No,
all right.
I went to Toys R Us to research Barbies. I went to the bar. They have the best Barbie thing. I went on the Ferris wheel and I went and researched
but
Barbie.
But I'll tell you one thing, listeners. You know, Sasha Campbell looks like a beautiful Barbie. I mean, you can only
is.
See her. You got to go to her website.
She is. She's Costa Rican Barbie.
That's right.
Okay. We're going to bring her on later in the show because we're going to play her music. It's going to be amazing. Mm-hmm. So, caller, I lost you. My bad. There's a switchboard here, and...
Call back.
Just call back.
Call back.
Okay. Okay, I got to say hi to Lisa Arden. She works... Lisa, we met today with Mama Makeup at the Santa Monica...
Airport.
Flea market.
Oh, my God. I love her.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'm in love with her and her mother.
And her mother. That
oh
was
God,
her mother?
I can't wait to hang out with them.
Amazing.
Yeah, they're genius. She went over to my friend Dave LaChapelle, like, recently... And they went to go to the milk thing with my friend Drew, and they went to something for milk with...
Now, these two ladies run the whole flea market.
They are amazing.
They're incredible.
Like, I love them. They're so old Hollywood. Like, they're just amazing. I want to do a portrait of them.
An oil portrait.
Well, you know what's really exciting?
What's
Coming
really
up
exciting?
Soon, like March 15th and 16th at the California
March,
market.
Say that again.
March 15th and 16th, the makeup, first time, the makeup show, LA, there's going to be a big makeup show, so it's open to the public. It's the website is www.themakeupshow.com.
Okay, and we've got a caller.
Okay, thank you.
Caller, you're back. You're live into the max. Who's this?
It's Charm.
Charm would live in Costa Rica.
Charm. Okay,
you're
now everyone,
amazing.
Let's just bring, you're amazing, and this is award winning. Okay. Charm is the one that brought this all together tonight, so we give her claps.
We give you
golf
claps.
Clap. But
we'll give you hula hoop claps.
So listen, Charm, I've got Rocco on, and I don't know if you know Rocco or not, but I know that you are a fashionista. And what's a fashion question you have for Rocco?
Oh shit, fashion! Come on, check out my pictures on Facebook that you posted.
I know. But can you lower your radio in the background? Because I know I sound sexy, but I can't hear myself in the background. It just does my head in.
I'm muting it.
But so let's talk about fashion with Rocco. Charm.
Let's talk about fashion, baby.
Let's talk about you and me. Come
let's
on, Sharon.
Let's talk about all the fashion weeks we can do together.
Okay. Hey. Remix.
Sasha, can I be on your next track, girl?
Well, yeah.
All right, come on.
So listen, you know what, Charm? I got to thank you because tonight we've got a packed studio. We've got, like, we're ready to roast marshmallows on Sharon's candle. And she's just taken to the max, to a whole nother level. So you are the missing link. And I love you for that.
I brought it together.
You did. You are the bringer together. You brought my room to... Okay, everyone. Sharon has a company where she will come to your house and clean your shit up. She did my room in under 45 minutes. We're calling HGTV.
Charm, not Sharon.
Oh, Sharon. Charm, I'm sorry. I'm just like, yeah, Sharon is just captivating me.
I'm
right
a
now.
Hoarder.
She's a hoarder. So anyway.
I put Sharon in order.
Charm did my room amazing, okay, in like 45 minutes and put my life together. So, Charm, give us one question about fashion that I know you're dying to ask.
Oh, shit.
Who's your favorite designer? And we'll go from there.
Don't do this to me.
Okay. Do you know Don't Do This to Me, Rocco?
Well, Don't Do This to Me last season. You know, they displayed a tremendous amount of...
I'm living in Austin, Texas now. It's not like I'm in the limelight of New York and L.A. now.
Okay, well, let's talk about this.
My fashion goes to vintage wear now.
And you know what? I think a lot of people actually do that. Yeah, I was going to say...
She loves Richie Rich.
There's
her daughter walked in Richie Rich.
I love Richie Rich.
Yeah,
he has my roller skates.
And McKinsey... walked in the Heatherette show with Richie Rich and Amanda.
Oh.
Addie did.
And he skated my Puma roller skates down the streets of Venice with me.
Wow. You're a rock star. All right, Charm. Well, listen, I love you so much. We're going to continue with the show because I want to play some music.
Well, I want to say something
really
important.
Yeah.
Okay, Charm's daughter, Indigo, is in a portrait with Adelaide. If you go to davidlachapelle.com and you see the portrait, the chapel... Adelaide and Indigo, when Indigo was a tiny baby, and they're in that picture for the chapel.
Global warming.
Yeah. Great. Uh-huh.
Well, that's a great shot. Now, listen, everyone. You know, we've been talking. All right, listen, Charm. I'm going to let you run.
Bye.
I love you so much. Thanks for getting
this
all together.
You're amazing.
You're amazing. All right, have a good night. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Hold on. Before that, I've just got to take a call real quick. Elizabeth, can you call into the show? Okay, bye. Elizabeth is a special guest that I have calling in. But before I introduce her, I have got to introduce everyone. Put your hands together for the divine Miss Sasha Campbell.
Hi, everyone. How y'all doing?
Hi, Sasha.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm actually doing great.
Sasha's beautiful, everyone.
Thank you very much.
No, thank you. Sasha is from Costa Rica.
Costa Rica,
que bella. Okay. But I'm like Boricua, so let's not even go there. But now you are like, you're it. Go to SashaCampbell.com because there's no other way to describe her unless you see her. She's exotic. She's sultry. Her voice is amazing. That's the word of the night. I have your CD. I have one right in front of me. We have your songs. Let's just take you to the max.
Great. I'm really, well, of course, like Sharon said, I'm really happy to be here. It's a really, I've done some radio back in Costa Rica, so I feel like I'm home right now.
Welcome home. Welcome home, Campbell family.
Yay.
So now, how did you get started with music?
Well, I've been singing since forever. I love music. I come from a very artistic family, so I've been, I love to sing, and I just, a couple of months ago, I got introduced to some great, wonderful people, including my manager, Brad, and some other great people, Logan, my publicist, and from that point on, I just moved here, and it's been surprise after surprise, great things have been happening to me the last couple of months.
Amazing. Well, now, we've got to talk right about your music. Who inspires you the most to sing? Like, I've heard your CD, and there's just, like, Cassandra Wilson in there mixed with some incredible... It's like, with, like, a shot... You're, like, a mix of everybody. So, who inspired you, and Let's talk about that.
It's very difficult for me to answer that, because I mean, if you ask me right now who's my favorite singer or my I don't know. I have like a great long list of people who I love, and I mean, I can tell you, yes, I love Cassandra Wilson, I love Jill Scott, and I love Aretha Franklin and Gladys Knight and Marvin Gaye, but I like to think that there's a lot of them in me, in my music.
Okay. Well, I've got to ask you a question, because we've got someone on the line right now. Her name is Elizabeth. Are you here? Elizabeth.
I'm here.
Hi. Okay, you are talking to Rocco, Sasha, Mama Makeup, and myself. What's going on?
Hello, how are you?
Okay, everyone. Now, there's a twist in this, because Elizabeth is an astrologer.
Okay.
And she's been working on your chart, Sasha, today, and also on Mama Makeup's chart today. And they two didn't know about this. So, I want you to talk to Elizabeth, because this is a lot of fun. I did this on a show before. And Elizabeth blew my guess away. So it's kind of fun. It's like the DIF. Okay. Rocco, what's your birthday, Rocco?
February 4th.
Oh, you're February 4th.
Yeah.
Okay, Elizabeth, we have three Aquarians in the room right now.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
That makes sense, actually. I have a void in my chart that sucks in Aquariuses.
Now, listen. Okay, so let's get going with Sasha, because Sasha is February 1st. You got all the other information. It's not necessary. So, born in Costa Rica, let's talk about Sasha.
Okay, Sasha, you are an Aquarius, as you know. Did you know that your rising sign is Cancer?
Oh, no, I didn't know. Okay.
Okay, so that makes you a much more nurturing Aquarian. That's how you face the world, as basically a place that you can take care of and nurture and comfort. That's how you naturally express yourself to the world. That's a lot different than an Aquarius, so it may require some adjustments with how you express yourself and how you are, so that happens. Your moon is in Gemini, which makes you, even though you could be quite sensitive, you're actually emotionally, you're pretty mental, and it's also a 12th house, which tends to repress your emotions a little bit. You may like hide your feelings and not, you know, be able to express yourself properly at times, but you also have a lot of need for solitude and sleep. You may have really erratic sleeping patterns. Do you?
Yeah, okay.
Because I have that. And yeah. Very, very erratic. What else can I tell you? Pluto's in the fourth house, so you'll go through a lot of transformations in your home in that area. You may encounter power struggles there as well. You have Saturn in the fifth house, which means that you're really good at disciplining children or working with children or teaching children. You could be. Or you hate children. One or the other.
No, I don't hate children. I love children.
So you'd be very good at teaching them.
Okay.
Yeah, and then Uranus in the fifth house as well also means that you choose very unique, rebellious, maybe erratic, just abnormal, you know, people as far as who you're attracted to, maybe not the norm type of person. Also, I think that you're attracted to foreigners. I don't know if that's true, but definitely people from other realms of existence. Maybe aliens.
Now, you didn't expect any of this.
No.
Sasha's like, hey. No. Okay, now you know what I want to talk about, Elizabeth? What do you see for Sasha's future? Because
please.
I see so much going on.
Yeah.
I didn't do her chart, but just I've seen her press book alone. And I mean, that tells me one thing. But what do the stars see for Sasha?
This year is very social year for you. You might be like very talkative and very open.
She's on a radio show.
Oh, really cool. I don't know what you do. But I would guess that you do something probably quite active. You're a good leader as far as in the career realm, and it's pretty much I could see like putting together like action with beauty and the arts, so you might be very active in like the arts.
Well, you've hit that, because Sasha is a singer. So when we get offline, go to sashacampbell.com so you can see exactly who she is, because you're nailing it right now.
Yeah.
So any questions you have for her, Sasha?
I don't know. I'm speechless. Really, I don't know. I don't know. I just what do you see? What do you see? Because I'm desperate to know. Do you see something regarding my love life? Please tell me there's something there.
Any relationship you have right now is going to be really transforming and transformative. You could be involved in like sort of like power struggles in your relationships right now. But I definitely think that I really did think that you're going to have a romance with a foreigner or somebody you can meet through church or like a school. I definitely see something happening soon. It's Uranus doesn't really hit this little section of your chart, which signifies that till next year. But I'm sure something will happen. In the meantime, also, tomorrow is a really exciting day for you because you're just going to feel like really good. Jupiter's conjuncting your sun. That's going to make you just really optimistic, really joyful. And that's in your house of relationships. So maybe tomorrow something will happen.
Yes. Yes, it will. Yes. Yes.
Claim it.
Also, you might have just gone through a time where you were expressing yourself like really well within a relationship or a partnership or in a business partnership. But it was a good time to like be able to express yourself clearly to someone.
Does this work for you, Sasha?
No, definitely.
Okay. So you know what? Why don't you stay on the line? Because I think this is a great time to throw it to one of Sasha's songs. So let's see. I want you to stay on the line, okay? And we're actually going to play Reason to Cry.
Reason to Cry. That's
okay.
That's
one of my why don't you tell us about Reason to Cry? Elizabeth, stand by because when we get back, actually, while I have you on standby, Rocco, you were born February 4th. Right. Do you want to give the year?
I'll do that off air.
We'll text you. Go on Facebook right now, Elizabeth, and I'm going to type it to you. What city were you born?
Or text me, yeah.
Winter Park, Florida.
Winter Park, Florida. What time, do you know?
Ooh. In the morning.
In the morning. Like she'll figure this out. Okay, so we're going to work that out. Elizabeth, stand by, because when we get back, we're going to read Mama Makeup over here. But we're going to talk now. Elizabeth, stand by, okay?
Okay.
We're going to talk about your song, Reason to Cry.
Reason to Cry definitely is one of my favorites. The name of the CD is Soulmate. See, I'm still looking for it. So, Reason to Cry is just, I think, well, most of the songs in my CD actually just I come from personal experiences. So this one's supposed to be just an email. I wrote Reason to Cry after a huge fight I had with my boyfriend. He was supposed to call me. He didn't call. So I just started drinking some wine and writing this that was supposed to be an email and somehow ended up being a song. So it's Reason to Cry.
So everyone, without any further ado, here we have from the CD Soulmate, Miss Sasha Campbell. Check her out at sashacampbell.com. Reason to Cry. Live onto the Max, everyone. That was Sasha Campbell, Reason to Cry. Now, do you have a reason to cry?
No, not right now. Not right now.
You don't have reason to cry because you were just at House of Blues.
Yes, it was.
So you got a reason to sing.
Exactly. On my birthday, actually, February 1st.
February 1st.
Yes, that was a great show. We're trying to like to bring it back to the old days with big bands, and I have great musicians.
You do,
yeah.
You know, I saw your musicians. You did a pre-Valentine's Day event too.
Yeah, yeah.
So where was that event?
That was a fashion show actually that we were doing, and it was. I mean, I have like I was telling you, I have some great musicians. Most of them are from Berklee College of Music, mm-hmm. and they're great. They're really enjoying what they're doing, and they love the songs, and they love playing. I mean, we do a lot of covers and a lot of kind of funk soul mm-hmm. music, and it's great.
And you love fashion.
I love fashion.
Love fashion.
Love fashion. I have this great for the House of Blues. I did like, I don't know, 11, 12 costume changes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who designs your costumes?
Maggie Berry. Maggie Berry.
And where can our listeners find all of her online?
Well, you can see pictures.
You can see you dress.
Yeah. Pictures of most of her designs on sashacampbell.com. Mm-hmm. The musicians were dressed beautiful. Their clothes were designed by Tony Sartino.
Okay.
And it was great. I mean,
Do you have a favorite design out of any of them?
Oh yeah,
I saw the book. It's incredible.
Yeah. I have this. Well, it's actually my favorite song of all the ones that I did, apart from mine, of course. we did "Let's Stay Together," and we did. I was dressed in this great white dress, and this. I mean, Maggie just. It was. It's a beautiful design. So I mean, I bet if you go online right now, you can see the pictures of the great white dress.
Yeah,
so.
No, it was incredible.
Yeah.
And also your band, it was like a white party that night
because
they
exactly.
were all dressed in white.
All dressed.
The
in
crowd
white.
Was incredible. The place was packed. The video, you can check it out on your website, which is sashacampbell.com. We've got a caller, so let's take our caller. And caller, you're live into the Max. Who's this?
Amber.
Amber, how are you? Do me a favor and just lower your radio in the back, okay?
Okay.
So what's up, Amber? Where are you calling from?
Connecticut.
Do you have a question for Sasha, Rocco, or Sharon?
for Rocco.
Rocco, what's up, Rocco? Come up to the mic. What's your question,
Rocco?
Hello.
Hi. I have a question about fashion.
Okay.
My name is Amber. I'm from Connecticut, and I'm an aspiring model. And I would like to know, actually from any of you guys, what do you guys see being like the hottest trends right now for coming up for spring and summer of 2009?
Okay, well, I would say, how interesting. That's a pretty good question. Have you heard of the Michelle Obama purple?
Purple?
Well, Michelle Obama, you know, our first lady, wore something that was purple. So at Fashion Week, we saw a lot of purples. And they were saying the Michelle Obama purple is the new black.
Okay.
Yeah, so I would say that.
What kind of purple is that? Is it an eggplant? Is it vivid? Like, what's the purple?
Purple rain.
Is it the purple on Sharon's eyes?
It's the purple on her eyeballs.
Well, I happen to love glitter. And I love lots of glitter. And I, like, when I was with Lady Gaga, we did a thing for, bringing in the new year. And we, like, we're Times Square pouring glitter. And then I'm always backstage pouring glitter on my clients, like, before performances. Like, the other day with Sasha, we poured glitter in her hair and everywhere. And, like, destroyed the
it
room.
It looked great. I still have glitter on me, though. But it looked great.
After a few days of taking a shower, it just doesn't come off.
I work with Pamela Anderson, and she glittered me. Like, where there's some
she
pictures.
Glittered me.
There's some pictures on my Facebook.
She just, glittered me.
She glittered me with my Mac glitter.
Wasn't that like one of Mariah's most shittiest movies, glitter?
Stand back. I don't have that my Mariah Carey. Okay?
I love her.
I love Mariah.
Listen, so do I.
But, that's my girl.
Wait, is this my Amber from Connecticut? The Amber that won the model walk-off?
Because yes,
I'm looking at your number now, and I'm like, shit, I know who this is. I'm just reading. I'm like, that's Amber.
Yes.
Amber, actually, why don't you tell Rocco what you did? Because Amber won some.
Yeah,
tell
me about it.
Well, Janice Dickinson is moving her modeling agency to New York City.
Right.
So this past summer, she had a model walk-off. And I wasn't even going to go. I went at the last minute, and I won.
Well, congratulations.
And so from that, I won a photo shoot and $1,000 and a chance to be in her season. So.
That is excellent. So, I actually, the last time I interviewed Miss J from American Next Top Model, I said, J, why do a lot of these girls walk like they're horses? You know, where they put their knees up really high. He said, because they haven't been taught by me.
Well, Rocco used to be a model.
Yeah, I modeled for a long time throughout Europe and in the States before I ended up, you know, hosting the show that I'm doing now.
And, you know, Amber, if you go online and you go to fashionnewslive.com, you could check him out there.
Right.
And Rocco was a photographer,
okay.
too.
And he's a photographer. He's an Aquarius.
That's right.
Sasha, Rocco, and I are Aquarius.
We are all Aquarius.
And Amber's an Aquarius.
I'm a Capricorn.
Okay, but that doesn't count. So, so
Whatever, Heather.
I will put your mic down right now, Capricorn.
Okay, whatever, Heather.
So we're like four Aquarians, and if we didn't have skin, we would be everywhere.
Yeah.
So I want you to check out Sasha Campbell, too, because she is going to be the next. She already is the big thing. But we gotta, you know, transition her to the East Coast now too. So, have you played on the East Coast?
Actually, was on our website already.
No.
Okay.
Really good.
So we'll have you come out to New York and do
it
right.
I love
LA is a little different.
We
than
had
New York.
Fun. Like we were at Earth Cafe, Logan and Brett, myself, and we're like, let's go to New York. Okay. Next thing we know, we're like on the airplane.
Sasha, what are you doing? Nothing. Okay, we're going to New York in about an hour. So, okay.
And we're like, and we packed the dog up.
And when?
Dio. Flew first class.
He did. I saw those pictures. The lab. Whose dog is that?
That's Logan. My publicist, Logan.
Oh my god, that dog is the cutest thing. And this dog Amber is in a first class seat with eye patches on. Oh my god, where's my bag?
You're all the way a doggy should travel.
All right, I'm gonna upbeat the dog in a minute. But Amber, I thank you so much for calling. Amber Walker, everybody from Connecticut, the winner of Janice Dickinson's walk-off.
Yay, Janice is a good friend of mine.
Yes, congratulations. Woo-hoo.
All right, well, best of luck in everything you do, and always thank check out what's going on with Sasha. Okay.
Awesome.
I will.
Have
definitely.
A good night. Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye, you guys.
Bye. Thank you.
Hello, caller. You're live into the max. Who's this? Okay, I guess you're not here.
They
my
don't
bus.
Love us anymore.
They don't. They love us
we
too
love
much.
You all. Call
hey,
us.
Caller, are you here?
Hi.
Okay, it's Elizabeth. So Amber, thanks for calling. Sasha's here. Sasha, I know you have some questions for Elizabeth.
Let me see.
All right, I have a question then. You know what, Elizabeth? You know, Sasha is very much involved in doing concerts. So do you see any near future concerts for her?
Actually, I see one happening tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Brett, does she have anything tomorrow?
That's going to affect your money situation. So you're going to earn money somehow tomorrow, I think.
Okay.
Bring it on.
I can do a concert tomorrow. Of course.
Well, it's definitely something. I'm not sure what it is. Also, you definitely just went through like a transformation in maybe like your religion or spirituality or something, or you're going through that right now.
Okay, yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, she'll talk to you about that after the show. She'll talk to you after about the show.
It's always about transformations. Tell me about it.
What else can I tell you? Venus is transiting your house of travel right now, so you might be traveling to like beautiful places and just appreciating the world right now.
Yeah.
It also could be expanding your mind as far as like the whole religion thing. It's just reiterating the whole like spiritual transformation that's going on for you.
Okay, usually Sasha has like the smile of it. It's so beautiful. And she's just like tripping right now because I think you're like hitting everything right on the head.
Yes, you are.
Maybe you'll find you may have just gone through a period of time where your like resources or your valuable resources or your possessions, there was some sort of like restriction on them or something. Maybe just a restriction to just somehow earning in some way. But you're getting out of that now. And then now your next phase with Saturn is going to be learning lessons in how you speak and how you think, and just thinking in a better way for you. And stuff like that.
Speechless. That's going to be your next song, Speechless.
Yes. Wow. You are good.
And you know, Miss Mama Makeup over there was talking about Soulmate. The only Soulmate y'all need to get is Sasha Campbell's CD, which is Soulmate. Where can people comp this?
They can go to my website and
SashaCampbell.com. Plug. All right, Soulmate.
This year, you may have sudden opportunities and just sudden twists and turns as far as your career goes. Like that started happening actually on your birthday. So that's going to be the energy
February
for the year.
1st.
If your path isn't very confusing, then it will be very spiritual right now.
Okay.
Amazing.
You're good.
Okay. What else? Do you see anything else for anyone else on the show? Wait, first of all, we got to talk about me real quick, because it is my show, and I'm getting this in. So, today is my Mars return, right?
That's right.
Okay, it's amazing. But that's between you and I.
Today's a big day for Max, because it's his Mars return in the house of public achievement and career. So, yeah, so this is a new beginning for you of some sort with your energy.
New beginnings with Max Tucci. That's going to be my new show. New beginnings with Max Tucci. So, we're like at an AA meeting here, because everyone's sitting here is like, we just need a guitar and a kumbaya. Can you sing kumbaya for us, Sasha? No, I'm kidding. But, all right, well, listen, have you worked on anyone else's charts?
Well, I worked on yours. You have a really good Mars return. And then I've looked at, I'm just glancing at Rocco's and Sharon's right now.
Okay.
Who do you want me to read?
Rocco. He's like, I think he wants to know. I'm like, inquiring. I don't think he wants to know. I think listeners want to know. So go
Rocco,
on.
Rocco, it's really important that you know, like, at the closest hour to the time that you're born. Like, you think it was 8 a.m.?
I think so, yeah. Yes.
Okay, are you like a very compassionate person?
Yes, I am.
Okay, then we probably have the right time. Hold on, let me just get it. Because if you're an Aquarius and you say you're compassionate, no, we have the right time. Just kidding.
Compassionate.
Okay, so your rising sign is Pisces.
Oh, no, my rising sign is Leo. Sorry. I think it's Leo.
So then you weren't born at 8 a.m.
Yeah, I won't. My moon is in Leo. Something is in Leo. Not only is my middle name Leo.
Your moon is in Leo.
Okay, that's correct.
It's conjuncting your Saturn, so you may feel like restriction or inhibitions when you're trying to express your emotions. That might happen. But also, being in Leo makes you just have a really great need for being appreciated and admired, and if you're not, you can have a pretty big problem about it.
That's right. I want to know I'm appreciated. I want to know I'm admired. Let me know you care about me.
I care about you.
Oh. And also, are you a kid? Can you take care of others, like, in the workplace, maybe? Are you very, like, nurturing and like, fatherly, kind of?
Yeah, I'm kind of nurturing to everyone, unfortunately. At times, maybe too much. And people say, Rocco, what are you doing? You're so nice. You're so nice. I said, well, I treat people how I want to be treated.
That's really sweet.
But that's very Aquarian, too.
Yeah.
Elizabeth, that's Aquarian, because I think Sasha could testify to that.
Definitely. He's not a bottom feeder.
That's right. I'm not a bottom feeder.
I'm sorry, what, Sharon?
He's not a bottom feeder.
Listen, Capricorn. Oh, and I have to tell you something, because I just got a message. You know, I do my show interactive. I get text messages, Facebook messages, emails, and calls. And Charm wanted me to tell you, you never did her reading.
Well, tell her she fell asleep too early.
Boom, boom, boom. Okay, so anyway, continue with Rocco.
Please.
Okay,
continue.
So a big important thing that actually I discussed with one of Max's friends today was that you have Sun in the 12th house, which means that your male energy was cut off from you at some point in your life, so maybe like you weren't around your father a lot, or maybe he just wasn't available in some way. So now, like for the rest of your life, you're going to kind of you're going to have to search for that like link, and the only way to really find it is through God. So you have to search for it that way. That's pretty much it. Or humanitarian causes or helping others that are just less fortunate than you are is really a big part of that.
New beginnings with Max Tucci.
That's right. I'm going to leave here this evening as a new person.
And your Venus is in the first house, so you're naturally very loving, and you're probably good-looking. I haven't seen you, but...
Yes, he is.
I told you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Go to fashionnewslive.com already. My God.
You could be a healer. That could be one of your attributes. You could definitely make money being a healer after you deal with your own, like, you know... well, I'll get into that off the air.
Yeah.
what else can I tell you?
Do you want to hear something very interesting?
I do. Even if she doesn't, I do.
I said, would you like to hear something very interesting?
Yes.
Okay. Many years ago, I had my palms read, and the guy who read my palms said, oh, Rocco, you know, in a past life, you were a Buddha healer, and you have the ability to heal people with your hands.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And as I was growing up, I did martial arts for a long time. And every time I hurt myself, my instructor taught me how to massage and heal myself. So that's what I would do. And then now if someone's like, oh, my neck is hurting, and I rub their neck, they always say, my God, Rocco, it feels so good. And what I didn't know that I was doing was apparently there's something called Reiki where you think of
Yes,
your energy.
Reiki's amazing.
Yeah. I know Reiki.
I have someone coming on, right. Allison Robertson.
And it's where you think of your energy coming out of your hands into that person's body. Well, I've been doing that since I was young, and that's what this martial art guy taught me how to do.
Healing in the name.
That's right.
In the name.
Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him.
And,
I got church
also,
up
you'll
here.
Be a if you do that, you'll be like a trailblazer like in that realm. So that would be good for you to do that.
Didn't Chevy do a trailblazer? I'm kidding with you. But you know what? I just got a text message. Someone wants you to do the reading after the show, so I'm going to put you in contact with them.
But I do have a question for you, and then I would like you to proceed if possible. I heard that Aquarians, there's three different types of Aquarians, like Aquarian 1, 2, and 3. Is that correct?
Yeah, they're probably talking about the three decadents, which are like the first section of Aquarius, which is more like a Capricorn. The second section is an Aquarius, and then the third section would be like an Aquarius Pisces.
So I'm an Aquarius, right? I'm an Aquarius too.
Smack in the middle. Let me see. Yeah,
and what is Sasha?
Yeah, good question.
And what am I?
Sasha's born. Hold on. When's her birthday again?
February 1st.
February 1st, she is probably the first section, the first one. I don't know her.
And what's the first section for my listeners?
Oh, she's actually not. She's an Aquarius also. The first section would be an Aquarius with like Capricornian tendencies.
Well, you know what? Can we just jump to Sharon? Because she's sitting there so patiently, and we've been talking about Capricorns all night and ragging on them. So let's talk about Sharon real quick, and then you can bring your question in. So let's throw to Sharon. Sharon, you're live onto the Max, and here's your reading by the Astrologers of the Stars, Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Sharon. You're a Capricorn. Your Sun is in the seventh house, which means you have a real need for one-on-one relationships. Also, you were born on a new moon. I don't know if you know that, but you were. So new moon is a good time of the month for you to, like, you'll probably feel really energized at that time. Also, your rising is Gemini, which makes you a lot, like, more of a light Capricorn. Like, you probably, like, are very social and moving around a lot.
I'm a double Capricorn with a Sagittarius rising.
Do you know that for a fact?
Well, if you're a double Capricorn, then you're Capricorn rising. Mm-hmm. Then you would be born at the opposite time. Did you say? You said 3:45 p.m. Right?
Like, no, a.m.
A.m.
Yeah.
Oh, so well, that is fine. The opposite side. Yeah.
Yeah, a.m.
Okay. Good. So then that. Yeah. Yeah. You weren't like reacting like a rising Gemini.
I'm a double Capricorn and Sagittarius rising.
Okay, so but then you wouldn't be a double Capricorn, right? You would be, because then you would be, actually, it says your rising is Scorpio.
Oh, cool.
That would make sense from what I know about Sharon.
Well, my ex-boyfriend was a Scorpio.
Really?
From well, because Scorpio's like sex.
Yeah.
And I think so does Sharon.
Doesn't everybody?
I know, but Sharon more. I love Sharon.
Well, I haven't had sex in a while, so.
Do you miss it?
I think my daughter's here and I don't want to talk about
okay,
it.
Okay, that's right. Oh, that's right. I can't see
Addie's
her.
Addie's here.
Hi.
I don't think it's important to
no, you're right. Sorry. I'm sorry. My boss, my bad.
You're fired.
Okay. Yeah, that's right, Michelle.
And my sex is male and
yeah,
you know.
Exactly.
Female.
You
know.
Right.
Male.
Okay. So continue. Thank you, Robin.
Okay, so she's going to 3, we're going to do 3:45 a.m., right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so rising Scorpio, Neptune's there, so you may be very, like, vague. Like, people may not be able to read you at all, like, very well, because Neptune there just causes a kind of, like, illusion about you. So you probably do have that quality, too. So rising Scorpios are like that to begin with. And you have Venus in the first house also, so you're probably very, like, openly loving or verbally, you know, loving, and you probably are good-looking, too. You also, like, once you get going, you probably like to, you know, talk a lot, especially about, like, maybe philosophy and, like, kind of, like, religious, like, higher-level things, or just thinking about traveling and stuff. That could be something that you think about a lot because your Mercury's in the sign of Sagittarius, which may be what she was saying. Your sun and your moon are both in Capricorn, so you were born on a new moon, and that just gives a lot of good business, like, qualities and common sense and practicality mm-hmm. to you. It's in your second house, so that will be a good way for you to make money by using that, you know, who you are and in your business sense as far as, like, emotions and intuition about business. Is good for you to use.
Well, it's funny that you said about Venus, because David LaChapelle.
Come into the mic a little bit.
Oh, David yeah. LaChapelle photographed me under the bubble. It's called the Lonely Doll. It's if you go to www.davidlachapelle.com, and there's a picture of me like under this bubble. It's called the Lonely Doll, and we were inspired by the Venus of Windendorf, which is a fertility goddess, which is the first goddess of them all, and. Like I've done a lot of art photos with David, and you know, we created a
and beautiful, amazing photos.
There are museums all over the world,
and even books. You have to buy all the books.
Yeah, too. If you go to davidlachapelle.com, just look at all the museum pictures.
Go to amazon.com too. You can buy the books there.
Well, Adelaide's in the pictures.
Really cool. Yeah, Venus comes through in your personality and how you express yourself every day in a very like happy-go-lucky
cougar.
Just like
she's Barbie Cougar, Cougar Barbie.
I'm 44 years old and I'm Barbie Cougar. I'm fat Barbie Cougar. I like it wearing. I wear torrid fashion, so I'm representing the big women of America, the big BBWs of
America.
The Lynn
Bryant of America.
Not Lynn Bryant.
Oh, sorry.
Torrid. Okay.
Excuse me.
Hello, torrid is like more hip and cool.
Okay. All right, represent.
Divination. Hello.
Hello.
We have divination.
So, all right, Elizabeth. Well, does anyone on the board here have any questions for Elizabeth? Let's start with, we'll finish with Sharon because then we're going to get on with the show because you guys got to hear Distance, which is on Soulmate, which is Sasha Campbell's CD. So, Sharon, let's wrap you up.
Can I ask a question really quick?
Yeah.
So, what do you see, Elizabeth, for my future, for my love life or my future and my career life?
I think that you're in a good time in your career right now because Saturn's transiting your 10th house, which usually bears like the fruit of like a lot of hard work. It's traveling through that right now, so you're probably seen as like really serious and like really into your work right now, but also it's lingering over certain planets in there which are causing transformations in your career and life path, or it may be actually narrowing down like what you're supposed to be doing. Like it's pretty much giving you only a limited like route or something, but that's supposed to be what you're doing. And it could just bring, it's bringing a lot of stabilizing energy, though, as much as it's kind of transforming and stuff. It's also stabilizing your career right now, so that's good.
I'm really lucky in my career. And then,
sorry?
I'm really lucky in my career right now. Things are going good. I'm working with...
You have a grand trine in your chart, which is, like, really good. It almost
Amazing.
Connects almost all of your planets. Do you saw it, Max?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It's so juicy. It's coming from the 10th house, which is your career. And grand trine, by the way, is a lot of really good energy that just you can fall back on. Like, it's not really hard to, like, access. So you have this all this energy going on in your 10th house, a lot of action, a lot of ambition in your career. You could be, like, a really powerful leader, and you could be seen as really unique and different. And that's connecting with a lot of luck in your workplace and health. And then it's also connecting with that good business sense that I talked about with, like, your intuition and just being able to express who you are as a money-making entity.
Now, do you see anything next week for love life?
Let me look.
Hurry up and look.
Venus, yeah, actually, Venus is in your house of fun right now. So
I just want to have fun.
Go out, cause you
just
could,
have fun.
I just broke up with a relationship of 4 years. This man left me for a 47-year-old woman.
But so, you see, now he's beating that woman.
There was a cougar that beat you. You got cougarized.
Okay. Yeah, it's okay. I had to learn to let go. This Scorpio, you know, broke my heart on
Love
Valentine's Day.
Air.
Yeah, I was crying.
Huh. You should have called me.
Well, we can do a more in-depth reading for
you,
you know, if you would like to call me or something.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amazing.
But instead, I'm wearing lashes and having fun and wearing glitter and... you know, not worrying about any of these brown eye lies anymore.
That's right. So, and everyone, call me now for your free reading. 323-203-0815. We're not doing free readings, just calling with questions. But, all right, so Sharon, I'm going to give you her number. You'll talk to her after the show.
Thank you.
Rocco?
Okay, my question is very similar to Sharon's, but, like, love life, career life, you know.
I want to know.
I want to know. It's just seems like I'm always trying to make a balance and always trying to make both work. How do the stars look for me for both of those things at the moment?
All right, let me see. There's lots of going on behind, like, in your unconscious mind right now. Like, I think that you're probably going to, like, you're somehow expanding, like, your unconscious mind or doing some sort of behind-the-scenes studying for something, but it's spiritual and it will... It's going to help you, like, be able to expand on that, you know, Aquarian energy that sometimes gets pushed behind the scenes. Like, maybe that's your, like, you know, the Aquarius is, like, to be very different and, like, rebellious and just, you know, make a mark on the world. But you have it in the 12th house, so sometimes you might feel like you're not able to express that. So you might be going through that right now. But actually, no, the sun is in your first house, so you definitely, you're looking good right now. I know that. The sun's shining on you. And Venus is in your second half. You know what? This is the answer right here. You have Saturn transiting your seventh house. So whatever, you know, relationships you do have might be inhibiting for you or restrictive in some way. Like, it's definitely, like, a time for, like, learning lessons in your relationships. So they're probably not going to be so fun right now. One might come from your house of, from your work. You might be in a relationship with someone from work or something, or you might attract someone from work, but it would still be that kind of, like, I mean, it's like a learning lesson experience right now with Saturn.
Right.
It's really not exactly the best time for, you know, like, a happy partnership. It's more like a test, you know?
Now, when you're saying relationships, like friendship relationships, dating relationships, like family relationships, overall, like all the different aspects and different types of relationships, or you're referring to, like, a love relationship?
I'm referring to your one-on-one partnerships.
She told you. She said you're one-on-one.
Yeah. Sorry. No, I mean, it's coming from your sixth house, so I don't know. Maybe you naturally have, like, this need or just, like, compulsion to, like, work hard, like, in your daily life, which you probably feel like, you know, your sense of worthiness probably comes from your working. Like, you
Absolutely.
Probably are the kind of person that, like, you need to work. Like, if you're not working, you're probably not feeling that great.
So do you see work in his immediate future continuing? What's up?
let's see what's happening in his 10th house. Pluto is in your 10th house, so you just maybe went through some sort of transformation in your career, like or through your career. It's about to leave and go into your house of friendship, so you're going to start to attract like really transformative friends, or just be, you know, you're going to like dive into, or it's just your area of where like you get like, you know, into, like, it's almost like your obsessive planet, so that's going to leave your planet of a career, and then leave your house of career and go into your 11th house, which is your house of friendship.
Amazing. All right, listen, I've got to break real quick because it's 9 o'clock and we're doing a 2-hour show and I got to pay the bills. So everyone go to delta.com because they got me here and they're bringing me back to New York and then they're bringing me back here. Delta.com is the only way to fly. I love you all at Delta. Everyone, they're the airline to be on. And I'm sorry if anyone flies anything different, but here at To The Max, we fly Delta. So go to delta.com. Also, that's my little segue for the 9 o'clock break. We've got another hour here on Live on To The Max on LA Talk Radio. So everyone, don't go anywhere, because usually by now the show should be over. But we're continuing. We've got a 2-hour special tonight because it's March 1st. My Mars return is happening. We've got Soulmate, Sasha Campbell. The CD is Soulmate. Y'all got to check it out. We've got Eyelashes, Doggies, Animal Rescue, Environment, Mama Makeup, SashaCampbell.com, Rocco with FashionNewsLive.com. And he's the creator, director, producer, extraordinaire. What else?
Host.
Everything. Host of the most. But
hot.
So, and Sharon is in love. But so, all right, everyone. So here we are, another hour. So, like I said at the beginning of the show, smoke what you gotta smoke, drink what you gotta drink, eat what you gotta eat. But don't go anywhere. We're glad you're here at To The Max on LA Talk Radio. Please call in. 323-203-0815 is the number here to the studio, and we're going to take your calls. So, on that note, we've got Sasha Campbell. Everyone, check out Soulmate, the CD, SashaCampbell.com. We're going to plug it away. We're going to come up with her song, Distance, which is going to be probably one of my new favorite songs. I think
it,
I heard
it. It is one of, it's definitely
yeah,
my favorite.
I heard it on the CD because it's on here, right?
Yeah, it's on Soulmate, yes.
It is. Yeah, number 4. I was listening to it on the way here, and then I threw in some Barry White. I was like, Sasha Campbell, Barry White. Sasha Campbell. So, all right, everyone. So, on that note, Elizabeth, we're going to end with you and Sasha, and then we're going to play Distance, and we're going to hear about the scoop. So, anything for Sasha that you want to end on?
Tell me something more. Tell me.
Going back to Sasha. Hold on.
Tell me.
I'm sure I
have a question for you. I mean, you know I'm from Costa Rica. So when you...
Major. Say Costa Rica one more
Costa
time.
Costa Rica.
Look.
Costa Rica.
Que mamacita, que chula. Ay, papi. Ay, mamacita, que quiero.
Te quiero mucho.
Pura vida.
Bacho.
Pura vida, we say.
Okay, pura vida, Costa Rica. Todo mi gente. ¿Qué pasó?
When you say I'm attracted to foreigners, I mean... What's a foreigner? Because I am a foreigner. So,
or like, you could find love, so, like when you go on like foreign travel, like you're like you would have that kind of like luck or something.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean? Or you could be attracted to like someone from a foreign country. Like, we live in America, so like say someone came over, you know what I mean? It was from a different country. That's the kind
not
of like
different country, it, different
or
from
somebody
mine,
who's very
high
minded,
okay,
like very philosophical.
Okay.
People that are just love like a different, like foreign in some
okay.
way.
Okay.
Amazing.
Like
is that,
that
not true? Do you not feel that way?
All right.
Yeah.
You got her smiling, so we'll leave it at that. But Elizabeth, I got to say thank you so much for being on, because my guests here are just, I think, floored for a minute.
Awesome.
So I'm going to give them your number after the show, so if they want to get more detailed. Now let us know. You're at Starscript, so how can we find you?
You can email me at starscripts@mac.com, or you can just go through Max.
That's right.
Right now, I don't really have my website.
You're not
going to
have a website. We're keeping you a secret here. So, everyone.
Yeah, I'm really undecided about it.
Thank you so much. And I know you and I are going through. I can't talk. There's so much energy in my body today. You were so right. Like, everything that you said about me today is just
awesome.
Correct. So, I know you're going through the same thing. And
you
and I are going
to
stay up all night tonight on the phone. So have
awesome.
A wonderful night, Sasha, Rocco, and my girl mama Miku Jaren. We're all in love with you. Have a wonderful night, okay?
Thanks, Max.
Talk to you later.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, Sasha. So let's talk about your song "Distance." And why don't you tell me what inspired you to write "Distance"?
It's a great song. It's a jazzy kind of soulish song that, I mean, wherever you are right now, I think we should do like Mama Makeup did a couple of minutes ago and kind of light up a candle and just kind of relax.
Get ready, everybody. All right, and Sasha, set the mood.
Okay.
Tell them how to do it. What are we going to do?
Just relax. Just light up a couple of candles. I don't know, whatever you like. I would drink a glass of wine or something and just relax and listen to Distance. It's a great jazz song.
All right, and this is how I'm going to set it up. Boys and girls, light your fires. Get your bottles of wine. Get the radio up and listen to Distance. Get on the bearskin rug. Get naked and listen live to Distance Unto the Max here on LA Talk Radio.
Let's don't let the years go by. Let's don't let the days tense grow. Don't wanna turn, look aside, but I don't wanna feel in doubt. Distance, don't let this song let not let the years go flying out. Let's don't let all tears dry. Don't want this life leaving me. I won't give this a try.
That was Sasha Campbell, and the song was Distance, here on LA Talk Radio to the max, everybody. So, who's pregnant after that song? Oh, my God. Let's Nicole bring the Richie's mics up. Again. Nicole Richie is pregnant, and she probably did get pregnant on that song.
And Jenna Jameson's having twins with Tina Ortiz.
They is she really Beach. Pregnant?
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, that couldn't happen for a while.
That's right. In her reality show, she was trying to get pregnant with her husband, I think, but it didn't work out. She ended up hooking up with Tito Ortiz. Mm. She left Hollywood, moved to Huntington Beach. They're having twins. She's a beautiful pregnant woman. Very nice, too. Amazing. She actually, well, I'm going to tell you a little gossip.
She broke
the story to us first.
Okay.
The fact she text messaged me and said, I am pregnant. I'm with twins. Mm. I thought, oh, I'm going to respect her privacy because we're friendly.
Right.
She then texted Perez Hilton, and he went out.
Of course, and told the whole world. But
so next time I'm going to be the first for my viewers. But he's a cool guy too. But I'll be the first next time.
Just be like, you know what? Text back. Can I tell people?
Right, exactly.
So I want to tell people to go to SashaCampbell.com because you just heard the song Distance. So
you liked it.
I loved it.
Great.
I loved it too.
Not only did I love it, I'm like, I gotta rock. This one. Okay, actually, you know what, callers. Can we get some extra of these CDs if people call in?
Sure.
Okay. If you want a Sasha Campbell CD, I guess the place to get them here, we're going to give out how many?
Give out
10. Ten. Ding, 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 ding. All right. If you want a Sasha Campbell CD, email me at max@maxtucci.com and I will get you the CD signed by Sasha.
Oh, okay.
All right. Mm. So, yeah, you see, we're going to spread the word, spread the love. We're going to take it to the distances of the
earth. It's Valentine's. Well, we just ended Valentine's.
It's my birthday.
Soul
day. It's March 1st, everybody. Mm-hmm. And there's no better place you could be but here mm-hmm. on LA Talk Radio with Sasha Campbell, Rocco. We're just going Rocco.
No problem.
No last name.
No more Rocco G. I dropped the G because anytime I try to get a soundbite from someone I'm interviewing, they said, what, the G's a hip-hop name?
Yeah.
I said, no, it's just Rocco. So
yo.
Rocco. Yo, what's up, G?
No, yo, it's Rocco G. That's we're defecating on your microphone. What's up? Holla at your boys. We're here. It's Fashion Week, New York.
That's right. We're looking at all the hip-hop fashion.
We are.
Rocco, that's it. Rocco.
She got the apple bottom jeans with the boots with the fur. Does Stacey have on her Nikes? You have Nikes on a Reeboks?
No.
Yeah. Why'd I call you Stacy? Because you got the Q in my, the GQ.
Oh, the GQ.
So now I'm thinking of Stacy Q. Sharon.
I have my Hugo Boss boots on.
Okay. These are Tords. Everything I'm wearing is Tords.
Okay.
It's for big, beautiful women.
And amazing.
And let me put a little shout out to the people over at Monarchy. I'm wearing is Monarchy. They always dress me on camera and they're amazing.
Who's dressed you tonight?
Aha! Uh-huh. Actually, I'm wearing my shoes. My great shoes are from Jacob from Shoes for the Stars.
Okay,
he does all the shoes from the shows for the concert and all that. So,
y'all great, missing great these. Boots. I'm gonna take a picture of the boots and post them on my side. Okay. Let's do it now. Okay. Put your feet up on the desk, girl. Roll that chair back.
Just to say, these boots are made for walking,
and that's just what they'll do.
I'm gonna walk all over.
Amazing! Those are award winning boots. So So, yeah, your bag. Who did your bag?
Oh, Prada. It's a Prada bag.
She got a Prada bag with a lot of stuff in it so I can get jiggy with it.
Yeah.
Fashion. Who's your favorite designer?
I'm new at this, so I'm getting started in all the fashion stuff. But definitely, I'm in love with Maggie. I love Tony Sartino. He's my best.
Tony Sartino.
He's one of the great people that I've had the opportunity to meet in the last couple of months. Mm-hmm. So I'm just I'm really happy. But I need Rocco to kind of just teach me, to show me around.
Well, whatever you're doing now is working.
Thank
so,
you.
Rocco, no disrespect to what you do, but she's got it going on. Rocco, who's your favorite designers? Who are your favorite designers?
Wow, I have a lot. Actually, but I'll start with Ralph Rucci. I mean, he was amazing.
Oh my God, Ciao Ralph Rucci.
Yeah, yeah.
They're really good friends with my friend who owns the company My Lash.
Oh, really?
Yes, and we're pulling stuff for Eva LaRue from
them.
Great collection.
Amazing.
Did you see the shirt thing with the feathers with the pants?
Absolutely.
That was incredible. Women's Wear Daily. Check it out, people.
And then, Fashion News Live. Check it out.
Is
it? No more in the studio. Any other place.
Sorry. There you go. So you do cover that because, you're new to me. I don't know. So.
Right.
So you're guiding, as Elizabeth guided us, you're guiding us into fashion.
Absolutely.
So you're the guru to fashion.
I will be here as much as you want.
You're the healer to fashion.
Yes, I will place my hands on any person
and heal them from their sins of shitty clothes.
That's right. I dethrone you of your shitty clothes. Now put on these nice clothing. But I would say I really enjoyed the Monarchy show.
Okay.
They premiered their Black collection. They actually showed for the first time in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
They typically show in Los Angeles, but because LA Fashion Week is no longer happening, mm-hmm. they then went to New York. Now, I'm going to disclose some really hardcore information about IMG and Fashion Week and Smashbox Studios.
Let's go.
Now, I don't know if the people that gave me this information are going to come back and
haunt me,
but
you have healing hands.
That's right. And when I interviewed Fern Malice, which is the vice president
of
IMG Fashion,
mm-hmm.
I said this on
Fran's tape. A great lady.
Yeah, she's a really cool lady.
She does all the 10 shows in New York.
So this is the deal. IMG did Fashion Week in New York, and Fern Malice went around many years ago to all the head designers in New York City mm-hmm. and said, hey, instead of doing it in your showroom, why don't we all come together at Bryant Park and have...
Tent it out.
Exactly. Do our tents, show the shows from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m., whatever. So then, at that time, Smashbox Studios was also doing their Fashion Week. Well, IMG came to Smashbox. They came up with an agreement. Within that agreement, there was a non-compete.
Okay.
So basically, I'm going to explain why there's no longer LA Fashion Week for now. Mercedes-Benz sponsors Fashion Week. So it's Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week. Mm-hmm. You know, in New York City, Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week, so on and so forth. So IMG has a IMG has a contractual obligation to Mercedes-Benz to do a Fashion Week in Los Angeles. But Smashbox Studios, in their agreement with IMG, put in there a non-compete. So essentially, if IMG comes to Los Angeles and does a Fashion Week, they would be breaking their non-compete with Smashbox Studios. Now, Smashbox Studios, they make cosmetics.
Right.
They also have
They do mama makeup stuff.
That's right. And
no, they don't.
No, they don't.
What makeup do you use?
I'm with Davis and Dean Factor with their agency, Photogenic Agency.
I'm glad I asked.
But no, I have my agent Kim and Nicole Bordeaux. They run the agency.
What's your favorite makeup?
If you go to SharonGault.com, then
we talk about it.
Well, like I said, everybody should come to the makeup show in the LA makeup show. I'm going to be speaking with Makeup Forever. There'll be lots of speakers there. It's the makeup show LA. It's going to be March 15th and 16th at the California Market Center in LA. You can go to www.themakeupshow.com. And Mama Makeup will be there. You can all meet me, and it's open to the public.
Amazing.
Yeah, come meet me, everybody. Now, and Billy B will be there. He's my I love Billy B.
So now, do you... okay, so now... Sorry, so continue with your...
Okay.
With Smashbox.
So essentially, if IMG comes to LA to do a Fashion Week, they're going to be breaking the contract, the non-compete they have with Smashbox. So they're kind of in a position where they can't comment on what they're going to do. So it's a very interesting time right now in the Fashion Week in North America for Fashion Weeks because they're stuck and they don't know what to do. They have to do something for Mercedes-Benz, but yet they can't come across and break their non-compete with Smashbox.
Right.
So we have to sit back and see what's going to happen. Now, there's been a lot of blogging, but that's the
truth. How do you feel? Like, would you be upset? You just didn't New York Fashion Week, right, Sasha?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, was it amazing?
And I have to say,
it was great.
When I saw her there, she looked amazing and people were just bowing at her.
Yeah, know? I saw the pictures on Sharon's page.
Yeah. Thank I mean, it was amazing.
So, yeah. So, all this stuff is going on. Fashion's like, there's no money, there's no economy, so the best thing to do is stay home and listen to music.
That's right.
So, and go to SashaCampbell.com and get her CD.
Absolutely.
And now, if you don't drink, you know, I don't drink, and I've never been to AA, I just don't drink. It's not like my thing. You know, and I was listening to my girl the other day on the radio, and she's crazy, but I love her. And she was like, listen, everybody, Wendy Williams was like, it's Friday, I'm getting my drink on. And everyone was like, why are you talking about your drink? You're alcoholic. She's like, I want to get my drink on and I'm not an alcoholic. And then she's like, and my friends who don't drink, who say they don't drink, automatically everyone thinks they're an alcoholic. So my disclaimer is I'm not an alcoholic. I don't drink. I don't want to drink. If I do drink, I am going to start drinking real water. So Sharon, why don't you tell us about this little real water stuff that you've given me? It's like the holy grail in my hand right now.
Well, what's really important is, you know, David LaChapelle and I, we did this photograph called, you know, inspired by Michelangelo, The Deluge. And, you know, what we have to be really careful of, bottled water. And, you know, I'm not sitting here going to upset all the bottled water companies that are out there, but...
just tell the truth.
The truth is there's going to be a documentary about water. And the truth will come out in the documentary about water. And what's important is that... in the ocean, because of people not recycling these water bottles and all the productions that I work on and seeing people, if you recycled these water bottles and, you know, made money with them or did something with education and supporting things and doing something with the water bottles, but getting your own system and creating alkaline water.
Oh, sorry, that's me.
Okay.
Continue. I just brought my computer to the mic because I'm getting emails.
Well, David Deva, he's a Hare Krishna devotee. I know David Deva from the Hare Krishna Temple. And he introduced me to alkaline water. So he started bringing, you know, lots of alkaline water to me. And it just really helps balance you and everything. And I think that water is like one of the most important things that we need in our bodies, you know. So half the water, that the bottled water that you're actually getting from all these marketed bottled waters are just... I mean, I love Fiji water. I'm a big Fiji water fan. But, I mean, I think that, you know, a lot of these bottled water companies, I think that we just, things are out of control. If you don't recycle the water bottles, you know, and all these bottled companies, and it's getting in our ocean, there's a vortex the size of 3 football fields in the ocean from California to Hawaii. And I think, you know, we all just really need to focus on, like, if we're going to do anything, we got to think of our environment. We got to think of, you know, what happens with this vortexes of, like, water bottles in
preacher,
the ocean.
Preacher, preacher.
Well, you know what? I have a daughter right here, and, you know, my daughter's future is really important. And, you know, we don't want to be, like, having major, like, if anybody has saw Inconvenient Truth.
You know what? There's a girl on our right here on our network, Rhonda mm-hmm. DeFelice. She has a show called Green and Easy Living.
Right.
So I think I'm going to hook you up with her, and you can come on her show, and she talks about
fashions,
all
green, yeah. Living.
So great stuff. But
well, with Rocco, we did a fashion show with Monarchy, and right. In the fashion show, I was talking about, you know, taking a stand for making a difference, and it was really funny. I'm wearing these crazy eyelashes by Makeup Forever.
Lashes.
MyLash.com. Can we support them?
Yes, MyLash.com.
Okay, thank you.
Pretty? Oh. Adelaide, she put me these lashes, pretty lashes. But and Sasha's wearing these new runway lashes. Sasha has the runway collection lashes on tonight.
Yeah. And I've got to make a correction. It's MyLashInc.com.
Sharon, yeah, where are my lashes? You were supposed to put lashes on me, and I don't have lashes on.
I gave them to Pamela.
Okay, Pamela Anderson, I want my lashes back.
Oh, my God.
You're going to have to fight her over that one.
You have to bring her in here next time.
She might hit me with one of her boobs and knock me off.
Sharon, really. why one when you can have both? If I'm going to get knocked out by Pam's boob, I'm going to want to get knocked out by both.
Well, I'm really excited because coming up next week, I've got a lot of things happening with Lady Gaga.
And we have, okay, Sasha, this is my question to you, actually. Perfect timing because, Sasha, I want to ask you about paparazzi. Sasha, are you ready for that whole thing?
Yeah.
You are?
Bring it on.
You sure?
Bring it on.
Be careful what you ask for.
I mean, it's not that I want them to haunt me, but I'm ready. I mean,
you ready for the whole thing?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You got
for
that
it.
Thick skin, girl? You're an Aquarius.
Yeah.
We can handle it.
You can handle it.
I feel that. But the paparazzi is a crazy thing.
Yeah.
You know?
I've heard.
And now with TMZ and everything. The best advice that I ever heard was Oprah Winfrey to Beyonce, and she said, "Don't tell anybody anything."
Right. I have the best advice.
I don't.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I'm here.
Don't watch TV. Yeah, or, but it's garbage.
I have some advice.
Yeah.
Keep your private life
private
and your public life public. So then what's private you cherish.
Right.
And that's private, which, you know, you keep it private.
I've
seen paparazzis fight each other. When I worked the red carpet, there's videographers that hit each other. It is insane how these people go crazy.
Well, you know what? And the best advice that I'm going to give you is get a paper shredder. You'll thank me for that. And whatever you do, shred everything before you throw it out.
That's a great idea. I don't throw anything out. I'm a hoarder, so I don't throw anything out.
No, and you know what? Like, when you get cat and get a P.O. box. I promise you, like, you're going to love me for this. Get a P.O. box and get a shredder. And then everything, like, when you get magazines with the address on the back, shred that so no one has your address.
Huh. I have a question.
Or your P.O. box. What's up?
When the show was on UPN, my Fashion News Live show was on UPN, I had a couple stalkers. Have anyone had a stalker?
Yes.
You had a stalker? Isn't that wild?
Oh, wait.
Well, can I tell you why? I have because I was in a film, Truth or Dare, with Madonna. And I had this crazy guy. Well, I don't want to mention his name.
No, you don't have to.
He's an obsessed Madonna fan, and you know, he broke into my house. I had to get a restraining orders, and you know, the
thing
is, where
is my bodyguard?
Well, he you know, the thing is, like, you know, you just have to be really careful. You know, I'm really open, and I, you know, contact a lot of my friends on Facebook and MySpace.
Yeah.
You know, and I like to talk to people on Facebook and MySpace. And
you're a Capricorn.
Well, I just like to, you know, have fun and blog, you know, my favorite videos.
Right, of course.
You know, like, on from
you
YouTube.
Took my pictures from Universal.
Yeah, those are hot.
With The Simpsons.
The Simpsons, I loved it.
But so now, did they find your stalker?
Well, I mean, the thing is, you know, he'll pop up, you know, whenever, you know, and the thing is, I just hope that, you know, he's a highly person that needs, you know, help. He's, I think, suffers from bipolar disorder. So I think that, you know, he just needs to stay on his meds and not stalk.
Yeah. You know? Well, you know, with my stalker, the problem was we didn't know who it was.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And I hired a private investigator. And they were like, the problem is we don't know if they want to kill you or fuck you. I was like, thanks
a lot.
Did
they say
like,
that?
They did. And I was like, wow. That's really comforting to know. Yeah. They would call my house and be like, so I would be back. I'd be like,
that's
yeah,
funny.
Give it to me. Well, yeah. And my mother would be like, stop it. And it was really bad. And like literally, I hired security for a year. And whatever events we went to, because you remember the movie Bodyguard? Like,
yeah.
I was scared like someone was going to be standing in the crowd ready to get me. And my sister, she's fearless. She's Scorpio. She's like, I will get them. I was like, I'm not leaving the house anymore.
Wow.
Anyway,
you
long story short.
You can't let the negative mind.
No.
Okay, the jackals. You have the jackals.
Right.
And then you have the giraffes.
And then you also have Secret Service.
Right.
So I pulled out my friend, Mike Vivani, with the Secret Service. And I was like, Mike, listen, you got to do it. But yeah, no. So you pull out the Secret Service. I'll give you all his number, too.
Okay, please.
Because he's like, if you're ever in any situation, call me before Oprah. I was like, okay. Because, you know, she'll get you out of like a tsunami. But all right. So
can
I want to
talk about biodiesel.
Yeah. What about biodiesel?
Well, I think that my friend Daniel, he changes Mercedes Benz into biodiesel.
I'm gonna bring mine here.
Really?
You know, I collect Eldorados.
Oh, awesome.
So we need to definitely change those to biodiesel because they're like a 32-gallon tank.
Veggie.
So what's a website you can give us?
Well, I mean, there's lots of just research biodiesel and,
okay,
you know, just anything that we can,
you are,
you know,
just
try
like
to
the
be
little
better for the earth. Like, I'm Mama Makeup and I'm earth friendly and, like, you know, we got to take
Wait,
care
that's,
of Mother
that's going to be your new tagline.
We got to take care of Mother
Earth.
Earth
Now,
we
if,
do.
If anyone wanted to see that interview
Pura vida.
That Mama was talking about,
yeah,
that the interview in LA Fashion Week.
Right.
About the lashes. Of course, fashionnewslive.com. Click on where to watch it.
I was warning everybody about global warming.
Right. And even the last model.
And lashes.
I got to tell you something, though. I had on, he was one of my most inspiring guests. He's a explorer. Mm-hmm. And his name is Mike Horn. And he's doing this 5-year exploration right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he called me from a satellite phone from Antarctica.
Wow.
And he said, you know what? This whole global warming thing, not that it's like fake or not. You know, there's so much controversy over it.
Mm-hmm.
He said he's there right now literally walking on ice that's so thick they can't get their boat through and they're folding their sails on it. So he said, you know, I'm not dismissing anything you're saying, but, you know, there's always two sides to the story. And I think our world is just going, you know, it's like if you drink too much, your liver gets stressed out.
Right.
And we're just putting too much shit into this earth and just stressing out.
Well, look at New York City with all the, you know, if you see a video with Madonna,
yeah,
it's called
Madonna.
Yeah, she did a lot of stuff for Live Aid, but
yeah.
Hey You video.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch the Hey You video,
yeah,
you'll see like how much we waste, and you just watch the video Hey You, and
mm-hmm,
you'll see. And
yeah,
the thing is, like, you know, Sasha and I are, you know, I have a daughter, and we just got to think of our future. Like,
we do
a lot of things in Costa Rica. They're very, you know,
Costa Rica is that kind of place. We try
Pura
to keep
vida.
Pura vida. We try to keep everything green. We like
the green.
It like, yeah, we like it like that. Green.
We like it like that. But now, listen, I want to talk
green
about charities.
Green is not just a trendy thing. Well, yeah, charities, I mean.
Listen, green is the color of money, so we got to keep green, okay? Let's keep it real. Because there's going to be no credit card machines. We need to keep it green. But, yeah, I want to talk about charities because that's a big thing for me. Sasha, do you have any charities yet that you're involved with that you want to talk about?
Not yet here, but I am a spokesperson for the UN.
Okay, look at that.
Yeah, yeah. So last year I was selected for Latin America as spokesperson for the Objectives of the Millennium campaign.
Wow!
So I am involved.
You're a voice.
With that, yeah.
A voice to be. Not only do you have a singing voice, but you also have a helping voice.
Yeah, yeah.
And a voice of awareness.
Yeah.
With the UN.
Exactly.
So callers, I am taking your calls, but just not in the order that they're coming in, and just really not in any order because there's so much going on here. And it's been an hour and a half, and we have a half hour left. So it's my 1 hour and a half break real quick because I could try to do every half hour breaks. So I've got to tell you all, you know, I was at the Oscars with Eva LaRue from CSI Miami. Go to the, you know, CSIMiami.com, the whole thing there, EvaLaRue.com. But Asprey was the jewelry provider for her jewelry that night. So I've got to give a big shout out and a big thank you to Asprey.com. If you're ever in the market for any kind of luxury brands, I know the times are tough right now, but Asprey.com has an amazing selection of gifts, not only $100,000 earrings, but they're doing now a beautiful collection for prices that are unbelievable. So check out Asprey.com. You also can get great gifts there. You know, graduation's coming up around the corner, and what better thing to get one of my favorite things from Asprey.com or Asprey, the store on Madison Avenue. There's also one here at the Beverly Hills Hotel, is the passport cover. So it's an amazing gift to get, and, you know, get Sasha Campbell CD, get a passport cover, and go the distance. So everyone go to Asprey.com. And what do you want to say, Sharon?
Well, I want to talk about animal charities.
Charity.
Okay, my friend Ashley Page is having an event.
Yes.
On
plug the event.
944 event on
magazine.
March 6th, and it's to help her charity for
her dogs,
doggy charities for Roughhousing. At every Sunday, she has every Sunday Ashley has doggy adoption. And you can, if you want a best friend and you have a little doggy, if somebody wants to have somebody to love, you can go to 1616 Cahuenga and go to Ashley Page's store. Every Sunday from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock, you can have a kitty or a doggy to dog.
We're going to have Ashley Page on the show to talk about it. But, you know, that's one of my favorite things because, you know, I have adopted a dog in Connecticut, and we've had our, you can go on my Facebook, everyone go to Adopt a Dog Inc. It's one of my favorite things. It's one of my charities. I'm also involved with SOS Children's Event. There's so many, y'all know them. But Adopt a Dog is my big thing right now because our facilities might be closing. So we're trying to raise money. We've cut back on our events because we basically can't afford them. And we do have some beautiful dogs. I'm going to tell you the website right now, although it should be embedded in my head.
Did everybody see Doggy Hotel?
I love Doggy Hotel.
That was my
Hotel.
Favorite movie. Me and Adelaide went to go see it. We love Doggy Hotel. And I think it's so important. Like, poor little doggies, you know.
Does
like,
she have a website real quick for
Ashley,
her?
Yeah, AshleyPage.com.
And mine, you can go to adopt-a-dog.org. And, you know, just adopt. It's the way to go. Adopt children, adopt pets.
Well, you know what the thing is? Like, I work with a lot of inner city kids. You know, I do a lot of things in the Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
And
the Bronx?
Yeah, the BX.
That's like my, you know, like my mom, you know, did the Children's Hospital in Montefiore.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm doing.
Did you do anything with Montefiore?
Well, I'm working with a lot of people who just freshly got out of prison, like my friend Tito. Okay. He just freshly got out of prison, and mm-hmm. I'm helping people, like, kind of.
Aftercare program.
Aftercare program to kind of.
Do you know who started the aftercare programs? Mm-hmm. Queen Latifah.
Really?
On her show with Dr. Grace Cornish.
Well,
yes, she did.
The thing is, like, there's a lot of big girls on the block, and, you know, they can relate to me because I'm a big girl, and, mm-hmm. like, I'm like Jenny from the block. But
hey,
the
girl from the block. You used to have a little, now you got a lot
from the block.
Yeah. But anyhow, there's a street called Leland Avenue, and there's this area called, there's a website called Stratton Park Memories,
mm-hmm.
and basically it was a lot of Irish and Italian, and now in the neighborhood there's, a lot of, you know, Puerto Ricans and Dominicans, and, you know, it's mixed. But I've been, you know, for the 4 years, I've been kind of researching this whole area and working, interviewing, you know, families. And it's kind of like a little side project that I've been doing. It's called Street Life. You know, the song Street. I want to recreate the song Street Life.
Start now.
Street Life.
Hey.
Sasha can sing it. We can redo it.
Street Life.
You're doing a good job.
Yeah.
But Tito, you know, Tito just.
Sasha, like, I think you need to be a diplomat, too. You should, like, run for Congress.
Well, Tito just.
You're perfect.
Oh,
like, the way you just handled that was so professional.
It does run in her family.
Amazing. That was, like, that was so amazing.
All but right, anyhow, you know, last year at Valentine's, I went to, there was his father, he has eight kids, and he died at 40.
There's a mother with eight kids,
well,
too.
Well, now the mother's single, because last year at Valentine's Day, the father died, Danny, may he rest in peace.
Danny. Dedicate the show to Danny.
Here's to Danny, rest in peace, Danny. But anyhow, I worked on a documentary with David LaChapelle called mm-hmm. Rise, which was a visual miracle, where we started the whole thing crumping and, you know, and sometimes
crumping.
I work with the Department of Peace
mm-hmm.
with Marianne Williamson and the Department of Peace, and we have to be the change that we wish to see in the world.
That's right.
And you know what? If it starts off with domestic violence, gang violence, we have to, like,
Be the voice.
Be the voice.
And be the change.
And be the change.
You know,
change,
our new president was all about change.
Let's get to it. Come on.
But here's the thing. All of the hype is over, okay, and no one wants to change.
Let's be a healthy rebellion. Let's start in our early cities and be a healthy rebellion.
Well, yes. Obama just did pass that stimulus package.
He did.
Right.
And that's where we're keeping green
let's
the money.
Let's get jobs. Jobs. You know, like Uncle Tony. My Uncle Tony that lives in Bayonne, New Jersey.
Yes. And we're going to play a song
Lucky
for Uncle
Man
Tony.
Lucky Man for Uncle Tony. Lucky Man.
You know what? But, why don't we just play Lucky Man for him real quick? We'll play a snippet of it. Okay.
Let's play
so,
This
is for you, Uncle Tony, because we promised we would play it for you. Yeah. Here we go. Yeah.
He had white horses and ladies by the score, all dressed in satin and waiting.
And that was Lucky Man from Uncle
Tony. I love you, Uncle Tony.
In Jersey.
And Auntie Laura. I love you guys.
All right. So we'll just let that play in behind us for a little bit. Because what I want to do now is I want to talk to Sasha because I know everyone here has got such a busy schedule. So first of all, what is – I mean, all right. Here's like the most obvious question. What's next for you?
Well, I mean – we're working on a lot of exciting things, new CD tours. There's a lot of things, of things going on right now. So if you want to keep in touch, if you want to know what's going on, I suggest you go to sashacampbell.com. We're going to update it daily.
And you can get your music there.
Exactly. The music is there. Videos are there from the House of Blues concert.
Right.
There's a lot of things going on there. And you can, I mean, there we can...
You've got a million things going
on. Yeah, and all the information of what was going to be going
so
on.
So for more information, like I've said though throughout the whole show, go to sashacampbell.com. And you can get all of her information. You can listen to her music there. You can watch videos over there. Are you going to have the pictures of like all this collection of costumes out there yet?
We're going to have we have a lot of pictures, and we're going to have even more.
Yeah, so stay tuned. Remember, I think you need to start a fashion line. I'm going to tell you what to call it after the show so no one takes it before. Because I think we're going to do something there. So Rocco's back. Let me put up his mic. And
check 1 2 1 2
You're always on microphone. Check 1 2 1. All right,
so I'm gonna be the Rocco G, the rapper from now on.
Yes,
hey, like, Rocco.
Yo, this is Rocco. What's up with the fashion world? You know what I'm saying?
During Fashion Week, Rocco and I, we went out to dinner with Uncle Tony and Auntie Laura.
Yes.
Where did we go have dinner? We had a nice Italian family style meal.
Favorite restaurant in New York. Well, see, they have to pay.
Listen, you can't fight with me in restaurants.
I'm not okay. What restaurant you like?
My family is Delmonico's downtown, like the Delmonico Steak.
I haven't been there.
The Delmonico Steak.
I'm gonna go.
It's like it's award winning. And San Domenico on 59th Street. That's my Uncle Tony.
Hello.
Wow.
Yeah, so you can't play. But
we're
what's
going.
All right.
What restaurant do you like?
It's called Carmine.
Of course.
Family style.
And you see, you know what I love is Dominic's in the Bronx.
That's where we're gonna let's go to the Bronx and go have dinner.
And you know we'll bring Sasha and if you sing.
Take me?
Do you know if you sing, dinner's free.
Really?
Okay.
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 Okay. Let's go.
Oh my god. Oh, this is gonna be amazing. I'm so excited. I can just spit.
Let's go do an event in the Bronx.
So, okay, Max.
We will, yeah.
Are you Italian?
Of course.
Do you speak Italian?
Sono italiano.
Hey, anche io sono italiano. Io cresciuto a Milano.
Allora, Milano, sono di Firenze.
Ah, che bravo.
Un po' differente.
I think we need to have a sauce contest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll make my sauce, you make
Io
your
sono
sauce.
Toscano.
Io sono calabrese.
Allora, finalmente io ho vinto.
E nel toscano poi ha detto ho-ho-holla invece di
Coca-Cola.
Yeah, perché la
Però quello non è in toscano, quello solamente in una città si chiama Monsumano, che loro dice ho-ho-holla. Instead of Coca-Cola, they say ho-ho-holla.
Right, in Toscano they drop the C.
Yeah, we say Coca-Cola.
See, so all of our listeners...
How do you say Coca-Cola in Dominicano? Coca-Cola?
Not Dominicano,
Costa Ricana.
Costa Rica.
I just had Dominican in my mind.
Just Coca-Cola. That's
Coca-Cola.
It.
Coca-Cola. Say it again, because it's cute.
No, I can say Costa Rica. And
hey, pura vida. You know why I said Dominicana? Because I'm thinking of my boo. She's out there, my girl. I gotta find ya. But she just crossed through my mind. Anyway, that's my issue. But so yeah. So Rocco, do you have a charity you want to drop?
Well, my mother's deaf.
Okay.
And I was in Las Vegas last January.
That makes
sense. I'm sorry, last July.
Okay, because I saw on your website you were doing the whole sign language thing.
Right, right, right. I actually interviewed this person that was in the Janice Dickinson show in sign.
Right.
As well as I do some Italian, speaking Italian.
Right.
Different designers. And
now, is there sign language in Italian? Is it different than American sign language?
It actually is. I'll try
Amazing.
To describe this verbally for our viewers.
Okay.
I'm so used to saying our viewers because I'm hosting.
Our listeners.
I'm used to listeners. Hosting my show. So for all of our listeners out there, I'll try to be more descriptive. So for the listeners,
right.
Now when I'm on camera, I'll say, listen.
Right.
Anyways.
Speaking of camera, I'm going to take a picture real quick. Keep talking.
All right. So mother, what you do is you kind of put your hands out and you spread all your fingers apart.
Okay.
And you touch your thumb to your chin.
Okay, everyone, let's do this.
Right.
Everyone, open your palms and touch
right.
your thumb to
your chin.
Like you're going to do the thing on your nose like that.
Right, but it's
do
to
it
your
on your
chin, and it means mom.
Okay.
Right? Now, in Italy...
Stick up your middle finger, and it's motherfucker.
Right. No, I'll tell you, motherfucker is put up your middle finger and touch your thumb to your...
Oh, I love it.
Your chin.
I love
motherfucker.
It. This is my new favorite gesture.
That's motherfucker.
Amazing. Amazing.
I learned that from my sister, which is a professional interpreter.
That's amazing.
So, now, mother in Italian is you take your hand like you're cupping your breast and moving it up and down. Because that's how the mother...
Hey, Sharon.
So, that's how the mother feeds her child.
Right.
So the charity I was working with is actually my mother's charity. She
right.
raises money for young deaf people.
Amazing.
Young deaf kids so they could do things like
right. Is there a website?
Kids.
You got to start. Go to your website. For more information,
yeah.
email Rocco.
Right. Email me
there you go.
Or the producer and we'll get it to them. I
yeah.
need to link it from my
Fantastic.
Site. I don't think they have a site yet.
What's next for you?
Well, right now we're wrapping up everything we did in New York City.
Okay, Fashion Week.
Fashion Week. And I want to make a comment. I was on Dr. Phil as a
yes,
guest.
Yes, you were, and it's on your site.
That's right. And... I was giving my opinion on how women were dressed, and everyone was so shocked that I said, if you dress like a whore, you'll be treated like a whore. And I want to elaborate that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to elaborate on that. Now, I know that some women and some girls think, oh, well, this is cute. I'm showing more skin. And then they don't understand why guys treat them the way they get treated, right? So essentially, if how you dress is how people are going to perceive
you,
and that's how you are going to get treated.
Mm-hmm.
It's the bottom line.
Speaking of... You know what? We were talking about eye patches before and everyone's favorite designer, and I didn't get mine in, but I want you all to know, I'm a total seven jeans I love. I also love my Ralph Lauren cashmere sweaters. I also love Bulgari, and these are my Bulgari eye patches. and I have Bulgari flip-flops on, just so I'll let you know. But so other than that, I just, and I love the Ricci, Stefano Ricci, my favorite suits. Okay, so Sharon, so everyone, that's Rocco's take,
right.
So finish it up.
Okay, well, essentially that was it. Just
so,
think before you
yeah.
put on your clothes. Think of what you want to wear.
And think before you take your clothes
yeah,
off, people.
Exactly. And if you're going to have sex, have safe sex.
The more important thing is think before you take your clothes off, okay?
And look at yourself in the mirror and say, how do I want people to perceive me?
You know what I look in the mirror and say? Because I like what I see when I'm looking at me, when I'm past the mirror. And that could be my underwear or my jeans. But no, you know what? I think style is someone's own take.
Right.
So, if you think you look good and you want to dress hoochie, do your
exactly.
thing.
Exactly.
But expect comments.
That's right. And don't take it so serious.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Fashion is fun.
Dress how you feel. And you know what? If you can't afford, which, a lot of people
you
in
don't
this
have
economy,
to
and even myself,
yeah.
I can't afford $5,000-$10,000 dresses. Not that I would wear them, but these designers that showcase their collections in New York City and all over the world, they put out these pieces, and there's a little population, a little percentage of the population that can actually afford it. But there's like Forever 21.
Of course.
Well, I mean, there's all these.
You know what I say? Fake it till you make it.
That's right. Fake it till you make it.
Fake it till you make it.
Fake it till you make it.
Sharon, Target. What's next for you?
Well,
you're working with Lady Gaga.
Well, I got it. Okay. On this week on Tuesday, I'm working with Carrie Hilson. We're doing the Jimmy Kimmel Show.
Okay.
So Carrie Hilson, everybody, and then
can we get Carrie on the show so we can play her music next time?
I can ask her. Okay. And then we're doing something afterwards with Snoop. Okay. So we're going to be doing Jimmy Snoop. Kimmel, and then Carrie's going to be on Snoop. And then on
Snoop Doggy Dog.
You should be a singer,
Mike.
No.
Well, this mic is really good.
Well, the rest of the week, I've got lots of Lady Gaga dates, and we have a video. We're doing the next video with Paparazzi.
How good was that? I felt you saying it. This is it. This is Lady Gaga. This is Paparazzi. Was that not perfect?
Emma, who's your favorite?
Who's your favorite?
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga. Oh, so this is like your favorite song.
Yeah. We're going to have fun.
We're having fun right now.
Yeah.
Everyone's dancing in the studio.
And we just did the Love Game video.
Amazing.
And Sharon's calling me like, come to the set. I want you to be the Italian in the tank top in the kitchen. Come. I'm like, I can't. I'm in the OC. How am I supposed to get there right now?
And then we did a very Italian video.
Yeah. All right, let's lower this song. All right, and for more information on that, you can go to LadyGaga.com. So Sharon's going to be working with her all week, right?
She's been on the road with the Pussycat Dolls in Europe.
And, amazing.
Yeah, I miss her.
All right, well, you know what? So safe travels, Lady Gaga. Back here safely.
And
so
you know
Sharon
what,
can do your face. Tell me.
Gaga's also Italian from New York.
You see Gaga.
She can make a great sauce, too. Let's have a sauce. Can.
But I'm going to check out the Costa Rican cooking, so because I know that's what's up.
You have to, yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I just want to go to Costa Rica.
So you know what? We're going to play again. Let's play like... What song of yours do you want to play? I only have two songs of yours, so we could either play Reason to Cry or Distance again.
I'm in a distance moment.
Okay, me too. So we're going to play that. We're going to talk over it, though, just so, you know, we're going to close the show.
Okay.
But this is Distance by,
really,
of course,
romantic.
Sasha Campbell. So yeah. We're going to bring the mood back down after we just hyped it up, because you know what? It's 10 o'clock here on the West Coast, which means it's 1 o'clock on the East Coast. So everyone, get ready to have a nice night. Get ready to tuck your loved one in. Remember what I always say. Practice what you say. Preach what you say. I don't know what I'd always say. I messed that one up. Because what I always say is, if you're going to drink and drive, stay home, and your next friend, who you stay with, can be your next lover. But this song is twisting my mind, so I don't know what to say.
You know what, Max?
Tell me.
This is some good lovemaking music.
Oh my God.
This is better than Barry White. You put on some Sasha Campbell, put the fireplace on,
exactly.
Get a glass of
yeah,
wine.
You know what? Hold on. We're getting a call. Oh my God, this is going to be our last call of the night. Hold on. How do we lower this? Here we go. Sasha. I mean, hi, you're live on To The Max. Who's this?
This is Derek.
Hey, what's up, Derek? We have Sasha Campbell. Do you have a question
Hello?
For anyone?
Derek,
yeah,
isn't this good lovemaking music?
I just tuned in and I heard Sasha Campbell's name. I have a place in Costa Rica, and I was, what are you doing on Max Tucci's show?
See, I just moved here. I'm happy. I miss Costa Rica, of course, but I'm happy,
yeah.
And I'm really happy to be here. And so you have a house in Costa Rica?
Well, this is what I have to say. You know what? You have a house
yeah,
in Costa Rica. She's from Costa Rica. What are you both doing on Max Tucci's
exactly.
show?
Exactly.
See, just how
two
I got in here is I got
just,
you here.
Just,
we got tu pura vida en la casa, okay? And un boricua, but I'm not. So do you have a question for Sasha?
No, I was just wondering what was going on, because I heard of you.
Oh, you heard the tail end. Sasha's an amazing singer. Go onto her website, sashacampbell.com. I'm going to play her song online, too. This is her right here. This is like the song that we've been like all night about. So thanks for calling. Yeah, you're talking
thank
live.
You, thank you
to another
much.
Pura Vida.
Yes. Yeah, I'm really happy. You have no idea. I don't get to talk to that, but many Costa Ricans now
yeah.
that I'm here. But thank you very much, and I'm really happy that you enjoy the music and that you're here also.
Hey, I hope to hear more. Have a good night.
You will.
Hi.
Go to sashacampbell.com. Everyone, like, I feel like we can stay on for another hour. I'm just going to play a song. But you know what? I'm going to leave you with a quote. And my quote of the day and of this year so far is, where we are right now is where we're supposed to be. So whether it's driving along and playing this on your WiMAX or on your Phoenix Wi-Fi, or whether it's sitting at home and listening to it on LATalkRadio.com, where you are right now is where you're supposed to be. And I've got to thank all my guests. I've got to thank Sharon, Mama Makeup herself. I've got to thank Rocco over here with FashionNewsLive.com. And, of course, Miss Divine right here herself, Miss Sasha Campbell, and her CD Soulmate. Remember, we're giving 10 signed copies away, so don't forget to email me at max@maxtucci.com. You don't even know. I'm, like, hypnotized right now by this song playing in my ear and my own voice. I don't know if that's narcissistic or what you want to call it, but everything just works right now.
And I'm supposed to be. We do. The beautiful music.
I'm like, where I'm supposed to be right now.
Where's my glass of wine, Max?
It, listen, no, this is a studio.
I love it. Vino rosso, I love it.
We're going to go next time and get it. But so, yeah, you guys, it's been a pleasure having all of you on the show. I know Sharon wants to say one more thing, so.
Well, the one important thing is, you know, our energy and giving. Our important thing is, like, our energy and making sure not giving our energy away to unnecessary things or causes or people or things.
Or bottom feeders.
Or bottom feeders. Yeah. And, you know, I put all my energy into now myself and my daughter. Yeah.
Do you want to say anything?
Say something, Addie.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
She's adorable. But, yeah, so in closing, everyone, where we are right now is where we're supposed to be. And, you know, let's just listen to this music and really just enjoy it and appreciate it, because even though times are tough, you could always go buy a $15 CD and just change your world. So if you're going to buy a next CD, go to SashaCampbell.com. Email me. Your first 10 emails will get you one. And it's been a pleasure having you all on tonight. I thank you all. It's been a fun night. So I'm going to leave this all with, you know, we're going to take life. Because on every show when I close, I say we take life to the max. So if I could have each one of you say take life. Sharon?
Take life.
Where? To the max.
To the max.
Rocco?
Take life to the max.
Sasha?
Take life to the max.
Say it in Spanish.
Hay que llevar la vida al máximo.
Mi madre. Just say it one more time. She's going to say it. Okay. She's going to be my last one. Say it one more time.
Hay que llevar la vida al máximo.
Oh, just one more time. Just one more time. Go, quickly, because we got it. Come on, one more time.
Hay que llevar la vida al máximo.
That's right. Take life to the max. Where are we taking life? To the max.
Take life to the max.
That's right. So everyone, in Spanish one more time, my guest, SashaCampbell.com. Get her CD Soulmate. Where are we taking life?
Hay que llevar la vida al máximo.
That's right, everyone. Thank you for listening. It's been a wonderful show. I'm glad you all tuned in. And you know what? This show is going to go into archive at latalkradio.com. So if you missed any portion of it and you want to check in, Derek, then you could always go online and download it. Go to my website, maxtucci.com. Go to all my guest websites, sharongault.com, fashionnewslive.com, sashacampbell.com. And everyone, enjoy your night. And remember, where we are right now is where we're supposed to be. And we're going to take life to the max. So everyone, have a wonderful night. Have a wonderful morning. And we'll talk to you all when we see you next time, live every Sunday night on LA Talk Radio to the max. I'm your host, Max Tucci, bidding you all a good night and a good morning and a good afternoon, wherever you are listening. Love you all. One love, one life. Peace out.
You're listening to the max. Only on LA Talk Radio.